or I'm worried about the kids, whatever, and our breathing tends to be shallow. Now let's do the opposite. Your diaphragm is a bell-shaped muscle inside, dividing your intestinal cavity from your lung cavity, your thoracic, your chest cavity. And when you inhale, the diaphragm pulls down, flattens out, and it sucks air into the lungs, and it expands your belly. When you relax, the diaphragm comes back up. So now I'd like you to breathe consciously with your diaphragm only. If this is difficult for you, at home you can try lying on your back with a heavy book or weight on your stomach and feel the weight rising and falling as you breathe. As you inhale, your belly comes out, so only your lower hand on your abdomen should be moving, not your chest at all. As you inhale, the belly should come out, expand. As you exhale, the belly relaxes back in. Feel that a few times. Expanding. Just the belly moving. Tongue on the roof of the mouth. Breathing through the nose. Feel the belly moving. Do you notice how relaxing that is? In only a few breaths, you can calm right out. Now, am I suggesting you breathe all the time that way? No. But if you're in repose, if you're sitting, meditating, writing, reading, watching television, just to develop the habit. It's a natural habit. At first it feels artificial. You have to consciously remember, practice breathing with the belly more and more. It's very relaxing. It'll lower blood pressure, for one thing. Make you more calm and clear. But what about if you're exercising? Are you going to breathe only with your belly? No. You want to use your whole breathing capacity. Your thoracic muscles, your intercostal muscles, even you breathe with the back. Your back actually expands as well when you breathe. Use your full breath capacity. I'm going to teach you an exercise you can do now to get twice the benefit, maybe three times the benefit from going for a walk. Walking, as you know, is the most natural exercise in the world. I ran for years, and some people like running, great. If your knees and back and everything are doing fine, you wear very good shoes, that's very important. Good shoes. Human beings are made to be able to run long distances, but not necessarily on concrete. That's why you need good shoes today. So if you're going to run, run. I'm not telling you not to run. But what we can always do, and what I do now, is I walk. I walk briskly, either swinging my arms straight or with my arms bent, different styles, but walking briskly. It's a wonderful exercise. You use more muscles when you walk than when you run. Sometimes you don't think you got as good a workout because you haven't pounded yourself as hard. You're not panting as much. But walking on, carrying a conversation, can be, it's one of the best exercises there are. In fact, another quotation you might enjoy. Aldous Huxley, the writer, once said, "In all activities of life, the secret of efficiency lies in the ability to combine two seemingly incompatible states, a state of maximum activity with a state of maximum relaxation." I'm going to take you through a very fast relaxation exercise before we do anything else. Sit comfortably, please. Now feel your belly. Become aware of your belly, expanding and contracting. Expanding and contracting as you breathe. Breathing through the nose. Imagine what it would be like to have your body pleasantly heavy, skin heavy, bones heavy, the entire body heavy. What would that like that feel like? The entire body heavy. Imagine your feet weigh 1,000 pounds each, just your feet. Skin heavy, bones heavy, and the whole body is heavy. Don't worry about whether you're relaxed yet or not. And that heaviness creeps up through your ankles, through your calves, shins, up to the knees. Your entire lower legs, heavy. Skin, bones, the whole body heavy. If your feet were heavy, just think how heavy your entire legs could be. Skin, bones, the whole body heavy. Now the heaviness goes up through your entire chest and back, up the lower back, up the spine, under the shoulder blades, throughout the chest, up through the shoulders. Now that heaviness goes down through your upper arms, your elbows, your forearms, and the palms, the entire hand out through the fingertips, so that your entire body, below the head, below the neck, is heavy. Skin, bones, the whole body, heavy. Now feel the muscles releasing around the neck, the front of the neck, the back, the sides. And now, as I mentioned, parts of your face and scalp, feel those parts release, relax, be pulled down and relax with gravity. The scalp relaxes. Your forehead and eyebrows release. Around the eye sockets, heavy. Around the cheekbones, the ears, the jaw, the mouth, and the chin. So that your entire body is heavy, skin heavy, bones heavy, the whole body heavy. You could be floating on a warm ocean, a safe ocean, floating up with each breath and down with each exhalation, floating up with each inhalation as your belly rises and falls. Now imagine yourself doing a favorite activity, a sport you enjoy, dancing, or perhaps just walking. And imagine yourself moving with the same relaxation, using only the muscles you need and only to the extent you need them. Flowing, striding along, maximum energy. Minimum tension, moving with great efficiency and relaxation. Now I'm going to ask you to take three deep breaths, each one deeper than the last. And on the third deep breath, starting with your belly, expanding into your entire chest, open your eyes. And when you're back here, wide awake, still relaxed, I'm going to ask you to stand for a moment. Whenever you're ready, stand up. Staying relaxed. What would it be like to be this relaxed moving throughout the day? Now, walk with me in place. One, two. Just lift one heel off the ground, then the other heel.